You know, we take it in stride. We work hard all week and get ready to play a tough opponent.
Did you hear about 12 or 13 guys got sent home today because they're sick with the flu?
No.
Did that happen today? Is that something that you guys worry about? I mean, going into a game like this, that we can catch the same thing these guys got?
No, we don't worry about that. We worry about football, you know, that part of it. You know, that's unfortunate, you know, for those guys. But, you know, they're still a football team and still got to prepare, you know, as if they had those guys. So, you know, we won't worry about that. We'll just get ready to play.
Derek Anderson, Jamal Lewis, was kind of scary at all?
Nah, you know, ain't too many people scare me in this league, you know. But, again, you know, they're professionals, and it'll be a tough game for us, you know, either way you look at it. And so we'll be ready for them.
What's it like playing a team that's in like, so much turmoil, you know? I mean, a team like the Browns for you guys.
Well, hopefully we win, you know, and then they can continue going through what they're going through. So, you know, we're not concerning ourselves with what's going on in Cleveland. We've made things hard on ourselves around here, so we're worried about the Green Bay Packers.
So you don't worry about them getting sick, but I'm wondering if you guys worry about it. Brady was sick last week. Do you guys take, like, precautions to make sure you're not picking up H1N1 around here?
You dress warm. You wash your hands after you use the bathroom. You use all this Purell they got around and eat right. And hopefully, you know, you'll be all right. But other than that, no, we don't you know, we don't worry about that. It's not part of our game plan.
What's
been
McCarthy's message this week about penalties to this team?
Well, they've hurt us, you know. Fortunately, we can get a win with them last week, but, you know, he's, you know, visibly upset about it, and I know guys will be conscious of that all week and in the game on Sunday.
Has his message changed from what it usually is?
Well, I don't think the message has changed, but I think it's gotten a little bit out of hand, you know, past few weeks, so you got to make some emphasis on those type of things. So, guys get the picture.
You got penalized a lot in 2007, though, when you guys were 13-32, and it wasn't as big an issue. Is that just, does it correlate or not?
Well, you have to, regardless of what's being called, you got to keep playing football. You know, the ref throws a flag, they throw the flag. You got to line up and play again. You just got to be able to play through it. But, you know, the message is we don't want to have to play through that. You know, if there's some things that you can correct without getting those flags, then that's what we want to do.
Have you ever played for anyone who punished players for penalties in practice, laps? Imagine you were saying today that they run laps when they commit penalties in practice. Have you ever played for anyone?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the reaction as a player?
Don't jump. You know, if you don't like it, don't do it. You know, that's really the bottom line.
Was that at Michigan? Because I always thought of the Raiders as committing all kinds of penalties.
We did, but, you know, there was still, you know, repercussion in Oakland as well. So, you know, we just... That's a different story out there.
Hey, Charles, as a Heisman voter, do you think it's time for a defensive guy to win again? There's a couple guys out there.
I don't see why not, you know. But the guys, you know, they're just not gonna get the pub. You know, I tell people all the time I was very fortunate to play offense and, you know, get some of that notoriety. But it's going to be hard for a guy that only plays, you know, defense to have any numbers that's going to rival, you know, an offensive player. So. That's just a tough deal.
Is there anybody you got your eye on? Anybody kind of stood out and maybe deserving that kind of consideration?
You know, I think Brandon Spikes in Florida is that type of player. You know, but again, you know, I think he's hurt. I think I seen him out last week, but he's that type of player. But again, the numbers factor is too overwhelming.
Do you take that responsibility pretty seriously? I mean, do you keep track of that? Do you keep a pretty close eye on it?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I watch guys. I don't want to just vote blindly, you know. And I watch it week in and week out, see what guys are doing, see what they're doing in big games and that type of thing. So, no question.
Charles, do you like to see when management brings in veterans like Tauscher and now Armand Green? Is that a good thing?
Well, I think anytime you're trying to, you know, make moves to get better as a team, then I'm all for it. And, you know, we know what these guys have done here in the past, and we know they're eager to play. And, yeah, I definitely love when it's a veteran guy because I know, you know, veteran guys know exactly what it's about. So it's good to have those guys here.
You want to add to your confidence that if a guy goes down, there is a veteran to step in rather than maybe somebody who doesn't have any experience?
Well, not even if a guy goes down, but if a guy needs a play, you know, here or there, you know, in the case of Ryan, then you put a mind in and you don't think you miss anything, you know. So, you know, I've always loved watching a mind run, so I can't wait to see him get his hands on the ball.
Yeah.
this has been the youngest team for 4 years running. You said at the end of last year that you'd like to see some veteran free agents brought in. Maybe this wasn't what you had in mind. But still, just something to be said for guys who have experience, like when there's adversity on the field, to just have a guy like Tauscher or Roman around, does that help on the sideline?
I mean, it'll help in the game. You know, we ain't worried about the sideline. Yeah. You know, our focus is what happens in the game. So, you know, bringing those guys in, you guys have been around a long time. You've seen Tauscher, you've seen Amon play football, so you know what kind of players they are. So we look forward to having those guys out there, you know, when they're needed and when they're healthy and ready to go. And, you know, we're glad to have them.
So they help because they don't make rookie mistakes?
Well, mistakes are mistakes. I don't believe in a rookie mistake. You know, people, you know, 12-year vets get holding calls. They ain't no rookie mistake. But these guys, you know, they know how to approach the game. You know, they've been through the fire a little bit. Tauscher's been on the outside looking in a little bit until he got signed. Amon's been on the outside looking in, so they get it. You know, a lot of young guys come in, they don't understand what you'll have to go through at times in this league. So I understand, you know, coming from Oakland. So you bring guys in here that you know are going to be hungry, guys that are going to work, you know, tirelessly to help make this team better. And, you know, happy to have those guys on the team.
First, Coach said every defensive player, he said it was shocking, all graded out as a winning grade. What kind of things then do you look to improve on for this week?
Yeah, another shutout. I mean, you know, everybody's getting winning grades, but that doesn't mean that there's not some things that we can't clean up. You know, there was a few explosive games in the game that we should have limited them from, and we didn't do it. So there's always a lot you can do. And, you know, Detroit, you know, they're not the best team in the world, you know, so we are supposed to play them that way. Take nothing away from our performance, but, you know, teams are going to get better down the stretch. You know, the weather is going to change. You know, a lot of things are going to change in this league, so we got to be prepared.
You feel like
you may not be one of those better teams, but Cleveland has really struggled scoring points, and you were pretty honest in your assessment last week. Is it the same rule applying this week?
Same rule, but you won't know until after the game. You know, if we go out there and lay an egg, then, you know, it'll be a different story come Monday. So, you know, we still got to approach it, you know, in the same fashion that, you know, we got to go out there and give our best effort.
You guys haven't seen a lot of Wildcat, but that figures to change on Sunday. How do you prepare for something like that when you don't see it and you don't probably practice against it?
Well, I mean, you know, Wildcat or you know, conventional style offense, you still got to play your gaps. If you play your gaps, then Wildcat doesn't really mean anything. So guys got to, you know, stay disciplined in what they're doing, and we'll be fine.